Hi, Gina here. Thanks for listening to the Weigh In with Gina podcast. This podcast was originally created from my 91-day guided weight loss program. I wanted to let you know that our spring summer group is now open. If you want to sign up, space is limited. So run, don't walk, and get your spot before it's too late. Now, let's get into the episode.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy day 61 of the program. Also, happy Remembrance Day. Sorry, just need a minute. I can do this. I was just going through some old photos of my grandpa. Both my grandpas were in the war. I'm doing a little video and just a little choked up. So I hope we all take some time to remember today. Okay. With that said, let's get right into this today. If you got any questions, let's get into them. Let's keep chatting about them. Day 61. So we are splitting up the meals and snacks. Sorry. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. I didn't have that as much as I thought I had that. I said to Tony, I can do this. I got this. I'm fine. Sorry, caught me a little bit off guard there. So we're splitting up the meals and snacks. Another couple days of that, and then we are going to move on to one of my favorite weeks, week 9 and week 10. It's called the Higher Protein Fat Revamped Week. So if you have the app, you can actually go into the library and read ahead. And if you have the book, you can also skip ahead and read. So the biggest takeaway of this is it's not keto. So we're not trying to rob your body of, you know, precious nutrients, vitamins and minerals and energy foods and force your body and give it no choice other than utilize your fat reserve. So that's not what we're trying to do. But through feeding the metabolism, splitting up all your meals and snack and work, making the body work extra hard. And for those of you who are separating your proteins from your carbs, trying to get an understanding of how protein just hits differently. Because protein and fat really feeds into your satiety hormones, making you feel a lot more satisfied. This is why they're always talking so much about making sure you're getting enough protein in your diet. You don't need like excess amounts of protein. So it's not like we're going to go super high protein or anything. We're just going to make a few little tweaks. And then we're going to minimize the number of times you're going to be eating next week. Sorry, I'm making something in my eye. Eating next week to make it easier for the body to get the nutrients it needs. So for example, for your morning fruit snack, you're going to add, the easiest thing to do is keep your morning fruit snack and then you can add a protein and fat to it. So I was talking about this the other day, how you take an apple, you're going to get a certain amount of energy from it. But if you take half of that apple and you add some protein and fat to it, you'll get the energy from the apple and then sustaining energy that's going to feed into your satiety hormones and make you feel a lot more satisfied. The difference at lunch is that the protein is now the star of the show at lunch and then your vegetables are the star of the show at dinner. So the kind of the same but different. And then the biggest change is that your afternoon snack is only going to be down to one afternoon snack. Now, if you still need to add in your bonus snacks, like you're doing long shift hours and such, you'll still be able to do that. So just a heads up. So things are going to change come Monday. So another few days of splitting up those meals and snacks. Make sure you split up as many as possible. But even if you can, it's really important to understand that at this point with where you're at in the program, your body wants this fat gone just as much as you do, if not more. And really it becomes, as we shift out of the messy middle, it becomes about showing up and supporting your body in its needs. Just making sure you're giving your body everything that it needs. Continue to address why your body's feeling you need to store fat. Continue to give it a platform, the time, the resources to actually make change. And it'll let go of that fat. I know a lot of you, when you started, really felt like your body's just trying to, you know, make you miserable and make you sick and make you tired and make you fat. And it couldn't be further from the truth. Your body's completely on your side. So just to give you a heads up, pop into the group on Sunday, review the guidelines. guidelines. Let us know if you have any questions, but just to kind of give you a light at the end of the tunnel, it's not going to be more and more and more eating. And then after week 9 and 10, this is where we actually get you even more eating in tune to your body's needs, and we go through a process called personalizing the plan, where you're still checking in at all your original meal and snack times, but you're really more assessing if you're hungry, do you need to eat, could you eat, should you eat, and you no longer have to force yourself to eat when you're not hungry, which is also super cool. So this is why also, if you're getting close to reaching your goal or you've reached your goal, you also want to follow through and finish right to the end of the program, the process. There's a lot still more to be learned in terms of, you know, eating in tune to your body's needs, working on that mind-body connection. And even if you've lost the weight, you still want to put your time into solidifying the weight that you have lost. So much benefit in following through. We're also going to outline the four steps of Finally and Forever, the four stages of Finally and Forever weight loss. The first one is losing your weight. The second one is solidifying your weight, so taking time and giving your body time to get used to your new weight. And this is where you see some people who are doing this program for maintenance, so they come back, they don't need to lose weight, but they're in it, and then leveling up and just giving the body time to continue to get used to its new weight. Other people are off and probably not in the group and using the technique called personalizing the plan to solidify their weight. And then the third step is sort of where you're testing the waters and living your life. You're no longer following a food plan, and this is where most people will utilize, or everyone really should utilize, the personalizing the plan. So you may not need it right away, but we're going to teach you the steps that you need. And this is kind of where you're getting used to what maintenance looks like and feels like. You're indulging in the things. You're using this technique called back on track to get back on track. And then the fourth stage is really just living your life. It is really getting to a place physically and mentally where you wake up, you look good, you feel good, and you just live your life. That's it. So we're going to break all that down in the next few weeks, but we still have another month left. The last thing I want to say before I get to your questions is, it's really interesting how in the first 4 weeks of the program, people come in with all these expectations. They expect to lose all their weight right away. And in reality, most people, their body's broken down. Like, they need a little bit more work. They had no right really expecting that they could lose that much weight. Well, really where we're at now is if you shift those same 4 weeks where you had all of those expectations and shift them to the back end of the program, that's where you should have them. That's where you should have them. And so a lot of times at the end of the last 4 weeks, a lot of people will say, oh, I don't have enough time and I'm not going to reach my goal, and maybe I should wait or whatever, right? Like, this is really where you want to be in this program, this process. After, you know, spending so much time doing all the stuff that you've done up until this point, you really want to show up and capitalize on these last 4 weeks. It's also, of course, with the time of year, you know, when the holiday season starts to kick in and all of that, which definitely makes it a little bit more of a challenge. This is why you want to keep it together when you can, where you can, and make that wiggle room, because that holiday season is coming. All right, let's get into this today. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. Hi, Manuela. I was a little under the weather yesterday, followed the sickness protocol, so I'm 2 days behind. It's okay. I love prioritizing myself. But also, I'm so excited for next week's tweak and feeling a little impatient. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just another few days of doing the schlep work of splitting up your meals and snacks and handling your meals and snacks and do all of that. We are almost, you're turning that corner. We're almost there, turning that corner. So hang in there. So many people sick. Oh my goodness, it feels like everybody's sick. Remember each week we approach weight loss from a variety of different angles. We make some little tweaks, we get the body's attention, the body takes action, right? Sickness works as its own tweak. So I know it's a bummer to be sick, but because we piggyback or utilize the same detox response to get the body to release fat, it's the same detox response that your body uses when you're sick. You know, the reason why when you're sick, you'll either not be hungry at all, or you'll be craving carbs and sugars because your body's trying to get you to drink more water so it can get detox the virus out. It's the same thing. And so because you've spent all this time addressing why your body feels the need to store fat, and carrying excess fat is not healthy, your body will also utilize that time that it's trying to detox the sickness out to also detox and release fat that no longer serves a purpose out. So when you are sick, your body could be retaining water. So most of the time your weight will be up a little bit. If you've been sick for a long time, obviously you might see that scale move. A lot of people get concerned that they've lost weight and they've forced their body because they're not eating a lot to burn the fat. Your body's not burning the fat. Your body is utilizing the fat because it doesn't want you to eat, because it wants you to focus on fat loss. That is totally different. That is why your body naturally stores fat. One of the reasons your body stores fat for those moments where it does need to draw on those resources, like those times that you're sick. So your body naturally drawing on and utilizing your fat reserves while you're sick is not at all the same as you actually be fully functioning, being hungry and purposely starving and depriving yourself yourself for the sake of forcing your body to burn fat. Two totally different things. You don't have to worry about that. So while you're sick, your weight might be up a little bit. It's just your body retaining water. And then once your appetite comes back and you get back to, eating normally again, you're going to notice that scale go down. So sickness is always like, and it's a fast track too, if you think about it, because your body's working on healing and repairing and rebuilding and regenerating, trying to make you healthy again. And so that's kind of your body working extra hard, right, and doing what it's doing. So sickness always works like its own tweak. So I know it's a bummer when you're sick and you want to show up and do all the things, but it's actually pretty proactive to follow that sickness protocol and really take time for yourself. Also, you'll notice in being just so in tune with your body that, before you would have woken up and just been sick. Now your immune system is much higher. You're more in tune to your body. So you'll notice like sicknesses, you'll notice like a scratchy throat, then maybe you might take something to help you or drink lots of fluids or get to bed for, extra early a few nights. You'll notice, your body will let you know, hey, I'm struggling a little bit here. Hey, can you drink a little extra fluid? Get to bed a little early, help me manage, right? So you'll find that you won't have as full blown of a sickness, or you won't wake up one day with full blown sickness like you would have before, because you're going to be able to feel it coming a mile away. Hi Suzanne, good morning everyone. I totally missed splitting my meals yesterday and no leafy greens. What a mess. I'll do better today. Yeah, it happens. Just right back at it today. And again, progress over perfection. Oh, someone said yesterday on my post, what was it? Perseverance over progress. Ah, man, or something like that. It was so good. But progress over perfection, honestly, or perseverance over perfection. That's what it was. Just some days you're going to have, days where you're eating chips for breakfast. You can't do all the things. You know what I mean? That's why those days still count, because there's so much you can learn from those days. That's the thing. Those days still count, especially if you're being aware, even just being aware of knowing what you need to do and aware of the fact that you're not able to prioritize, you're not able to do those things. Do you know what I mean? Just kind of brings a realness to your situation and your life in general. Hi, Titi. Good morning. So those days absolutely count, even the days where you're following, but you only manage to get one meal or one snack together, those days count as well, right? So just keep showing up. Just keep showing up. As long as you keep showing up, you can't mess it up, honestly. Hi, Lori. It has taken three groups, but I'm so happy with recent progress. Finally seeing the scale move. Body has been changing and I'm sleeping amazing. Love this program and can't wait to see what's in store for me. Finally and forever is in reach. Yeah, I mean, obviously for some people it takes longer than ideally you would like to lose your weight, but it's just life. It's one big continuation. You're showing up, and how many years have people put into a quick fix, right? Like, it's not really a quick fix if you've been trying quick fixes for the last 20 years of your life, and it's just one big continuation. And also the exciting thing about this program is you're not just focused on losing weight. You're actually actively helping your body get healthier in the process and mentally get in tune with yourself and working through your issues and associations and working through your whatever you need to work through to kind of move forward, to evolve, right? Which is really cool. I was talking to my mom last night and she was watching an old video, which we laugh. Oh my God, my face, my hair, all of it. Old videos from a long time ago. And she came across one with Anna, who is now the director of group operations for Weight Loss by Gina. She's down 100 pounds. You guys hear from her. If you're spilling the tea with us, you get to hear from her. And my mom was like, oh, she's like, you were doing a live from your bedroom. Your hair was wet. She's like, I don't even know what you're wearing, lingerie or something like that. You just rolled out of bed clearly. And she's like, and Anna asked a question. And this would have been before Anna got into her first group, because it would have been September 1st is the date. And Anna asked, if you have a lot of weight to lose, do you think you're going to need more than one group? Oh, I died laughing, because 6 groups later. 6 groups later, not only is she, she's getting close to that journey. I think she's in that place. She's not sure. Right now she's having that mental plateau. If you listen to our Spill the Tea conversation on Tuesday, and just in that place where, she could go for more, but she's really happy where she's at. And of course now she works for us. She quit her job as a nurse. And I just imagined, I said to my mom, could you imagine if I was like a fortune teller and I was like, not only, will you need more than one, you'll still be doing this, 6 groups later, 3 years later, and you will have quit your job and you'll be running the company. Definitely not expected, but I'm sure if you were to ask her, she wouldn't have it any other way. In fact, I sent that to her. She's like, look how much we've grown, both of us, because I've learned to shower and brush my hair and throw on some makeup before I stand end up here in Chapa. You know, it always takes longer, but it's just life. It's just like you're just continuing to live your best life. Like, your best life isn't something that you achieve. It's not, right? We talk about living our best life. We all just want to wake up and, you know, look good, feel good, and live our best lives. But it's like this thing that's here. And really, it's right here. Living our best life is like every day. It's today. It's living your best life today to the best of your ability. And maybe it might not look like and feel like what you expect living your best life to be. And that doesn't mean that there's no wiggle room for growth. It doesn't mean like you're at the ideal pinnacle of living your best life. But you want to meet yourself where you're at along the way. And living your best life is now. It's not tomorrow or the next day or whatever, you know. So it's about making those choices that make you feel good every day and fall in line with your goals every day. Or maybe you're learning something every day, or sometimes you're just trying to get through the day, you know, whatever that might be. You know, so it's that. I love that, Lori. I love that. I love this program. Cannot wait to see what is in store for me. Finally and forever is in reach. Yes, but also, you know, really be in the moment along the way. And that finally and forever, I mean, that's goals, man. Getting to that place, finally and forever is like a state of mind. And this is something that Chantel talked about. It's a feeling, right? To me, finally and forever is that space in your brain when you realize that space in your brain with what are you going to eat, what are you not going to eat, why did I eat that, and that's just gone. It's just gone. And you wake up one day and you're like, wow, oh my goodness, like, where'd that go? I haven't ragged on myself in a really long time. I haven't stressed out about what I'm going to eat or not eat in a really long time. Like, it gets quieter and quieter and quieter. And then it leaves all this space in your brain for other things in your life, you know? To me, that's truly finally and forever. That is finally and forever. Who is this? 55 years, Mella, 55 years young today. So grateful for all my blessings. Of course, I include this life-changing journey as a blessing, my gift to myself, getting blood work and an ultrasound of my thyroid done this morning. Oh, good for you. Both in advance of my upcoming annual checkup with my endocrinologist. Down 38.8 pounds since I started the journey in April 2022. I'm eager to find out if my improved body needs to have a thyroid medication lowered. I'm hopeful that I will soon be able to add lowering of my thyroid medication as my newest non-scale victory. Ah, this is so amazing. What, and that is, you know, like, how many times do we say to ourselves, I'm going to get healthier, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and you're doing it. Do you know what I mean? How many times have you been to the doctor and you got to do this, and you got to do that, and you come back again? Yeah, I still haven't done this, you know, still haven't done that. Now you've done this and you've done that. And do you know what I mean? And for sure, you're going to be rewarded. I really love, where's Glenda? If Glenda's listening today. Glenda, one of our members, you go, because we keep hot tabs on our members, and especially those who are kind of struggling a little bit more, and she's struggling a bit and wondering, what is she doing wrong? Which, of course, is nothing, you know, and it can, that doesn't mean that's not still frustrating. And yesterday I saw that she commented that she had gone to her doctors and she needs to get her thyroid medications or whatever lowered. And that's totally a thing. Like, you can come into the program. So health issues are not going to stop you from reaching your goal. There's zero science that says it's impossible and you'll never get there. But definitely health issues, you're going to have to address those. That's why I'm working hand in hand with your doctor is one of those 20 questions. Do you have health issues? Have you checked in with your doctor? And sometimes with thyroid medication, for example, people can really see really great results and feel amazing and then get to a point where they're not feeling so hot, things aren't happening on the scale, and it's really because their thyroid medication needs to be adjusted because their bodies make all sorts of, you know, adjustments on its own. This is also the same with blood pressure medication, especially because, you know, as you gain weight and your heart struggles to sustain the weight that you're at, that can really factor into blood pressure, where your heart is a muscle and it's pumping. And people take blood pressure medication to make sure their heart doesn't pump up too big. And so it's kind of really kind of helping the heart. But then when people go and lose like 60 pounds, 80 pounds, even 20 pounds, you know what I mean? And their body has time to adjust. Think about this. This is also when I say your body needs time to adjust to your new weight, you can't lose a significant amount of weight and not give your body time to adjust. Things like the size of your heart. Think about that. The size of your heart now needs to, that has grown to accommodate the size of your body, pumping out a certain amount of blood to sustain you. And you've gone and lost all this weight. That also means the size of your heart needs to shrink down to fit the new size of your body. Think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. When we say, you know, lowering your set point, and we talk about how your body is adjusted around a certain weight, and one, it's one of the things, your heart and how much it's pumping out, you know, that's part of like that set point where your body's going, well, this is where we kind of like, this is where we've adjusted everything. So when you force your body to burn fat and you lose it really quick, your body has no choice but to burn it because you're starving and depriving yourself. Well, no wonder the body just goes into action to store it all back plus more, you know what I mean, to get back to that place where it's comfortable, where literally everything is adjusted around functioning at that weight and metabolism, which is one of those things is your heart, you know? So if you think about that, right, when we talk about your body need plateaus, your body needing time to adjust, we've had a couple of circumstances, Anna's husband being one of them, and another few members who lost a lot of weight, 80 pounds on the program, and ended up having heart issues, needed to go to the doctors, very concerned after they've done all the checks and all of this, it ends up that they are so healthy that they no longer needed their blood pressure medication, which was now causing issues. So this same things goes with your thyroid medication that you're taking, cholesterol medication. A lot of times people get off that. Your diabetes meds needs to be adjusted. Like this is like, it's real. Your body's making a real actual change, you know? So that's very exciting, Mila. I love this for you. Like just, you know, not having to worry about doing all of this stuff because you're already doing it. You know, you're already doing it. That's so great. And also happy birthday, my goodness. Happy birthday.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, Beth. For the first time, I went off plan yesterday, went out, had some popcorn at a movie, and then a brownie later on. My weight did not go up or down, but this morning my stomach is really hurting. I feel gassy. Oh, back on track today. Yeah. So you're not going to gain weight. Right, you can have a brownie. Now the thing that I'm thinking about is you had popcorn. So if you went to the movie and you had popcorn and popcorn is salty, guaranteed you're gonna see your weight go up. Not real weight gain, of course. Not so much the brownie, but definitely with the salt in the popcorn. So the fact that your weight didn't go up and it's the same today, I would assume. So if you were my client, right, and I'm working with you hand in hand, and I'm assuming you're doing all the things that, you know, you're doing, being proactive. And then you went to the movies and you had popcorn and a brownie. And if you would have sent this to me the next day, and I would have seen that you had popcorn and a brownie, again, not so much this time, sugar, but that salt in the popcorn. And I saw that your weight was the same today. And the, you know, based also how you're feeling, which definitely eating that's going to make you feel off for sure. It always did. It always will. Doesn't mean that we don't eat it and we don't enjoy it, but it always will. So if you're my client, I would say to you, for sure, your weight should be up today. So it looks like your weight is probably on the way down because your weight is actually is the same when it should be up. So that's where you kind of have to, you know, assess your situation. So I would assume based on the fact that your weight is not up after popcorn today, that your weight is actually on the way down. So this is where you want to show up, support that body in detox, do all the things, stay on top of your water, especially if your water's not appealing today, like you're just not feeling great and the water's not appealing. Chances are, yeah, it's probably what you ate, but more than that, you're probably also, that scale's also about to drop, as your scale's about to move too. So absolutely back on track. Really work that water today. Get that extra in. Hi, Kate. Good morning, lovely people. I was just about to break into Wonderland, but went nuts last night eating popcorn. Felt like shit all night. Still feel like crap this morning. And to boot, I'm up 2 pounds. Ah, there you go. See? Popcorn. And it's not that... It's not that, and obviously it's not real wicked, and I know you know this, but, you know, we talked about this. You know, it's interesting because I'm sort of two camps because we talked about self-sabotage. Yesterday we did a post. Do you guys see that? It was a fun little post that we did. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. Yeah, so we're talking about self-sabotage, and that's one of the things people do is that they reward themselves by doing the very thing that kind of goes against reaching their goal. Look at me. I'm working so hard. My weight is down. But this is the thing. We use food to celebrate. We use food to show love. We use food for so many things. You're not going to stop doing that. You're not going to stop doing that. So you'll be able to, the whole goal is to lose the weight in a way that if you want to go celebrate something over a nice dinner or whatever, you're going to be able to do that again. So it's not like you can stop doing that because that's not real. That's not reality. But, and forget about what it was that you did. Like, it's all about making choices that fall in line with your goals. So forget that it was eating something, because it could have been anything, but just think about it as a choice. Not the fact that you ate a certain thing, but it was a choice that you made. You're on this path. You're trying to reach a goal. You're in a way celebrating that you're doing really great reaching towards this goal, and you're celebrating by doing something that works against reaching the goal. Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes when we make it about food, it's confusing. So that's really what's happened. So that could be a form of sabotage in the sense that, you know, if that, because I'm only going by what you said, so close to Wonderland, right? Or just about to break Wonderland, which I'm sure, you know, is you were really excited about that. And then you could have sabotaged yourself by having the thing. So think about that as a choice. You're celebrating getting close to reaching a goal by doing something that actually works against you reaching a goal. Sometimes when you frame it that way, you're like, yeah, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. And sometimes you just need that aha moment. But when you make it about food, sometimes it can get really deep. The other thing that I love about this is, so what? You had popcorn. You're going to get there anyway. You're going to see Wonderland. You're going to get there. Wonderland being one, like into the 100s. That's what we're talking about, because anyone's wondering. It's not like Wonderland is Disneyland. It's a totally different thing. But getting into those 100s. If you're going to have the popcorn. Enjoy the popcorn. Like, who cares that you didn't see that today or you don't see it tomorrow? Because you're going to see it, and then you're going to move past it. And you're going to reach your goal. So in one sense, you do kind of want to recognize, like, especially if you're feeling ways mentally about it today, is like maybe not make a choice that works against your goal to celebrate your goal. You know, like, think about that. But sometimes we don't even know we're doing it until it's like pointed out and realize, oh, okay, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Maybe choose other things to reward yourself. Go get your nails done. Go buy something. Go do, I don't know what it is. Give me time. I don't, who knows what it is. It's going to resonate with you. But I'm also like the camp, like I said, of like, so what? You chose to have popcorn last night. Now, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you took time and you enjoyed it. And if you did, that's a non-scale victory right there. Even though you're close to Wonderland and you probably should, but no, you don't need to. You're going to get there. You're going to get there. If not today, tomorrow, the next day, eventually you're going to get there, right? So it just sort of depends mentally where you're at with that. Where you're up with that. But, you know, giving it some thought, that's what I love. It's working through this, working through the thought process of it. That's what therapy is all about. You talk to someone and you're having therapy, you're talking it out, you're working it out. People are asking you the questions to try to, you know, bring these things up in you, to bring you aware of it, to have those aha moments, you know, and I'm all for therapy, but a lot of this you can do on your own just by, you know, being aware, you know, of the choices that you're making and wondering why this, why that. Good morning, seeing two increases on the scale in a row, feeling defeated but trying to concentrate on those non-scale victories. Okay, yesterday purchased 2 bikinis for my trip to Mexico, size medium. I'm going to flaunt my not so perfect body all over the beaches of Mexico. I sure as shit hope so. You know what I mean? Mary, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I was talking about. Living your best life today, now. The bestest life that you can live today. And you may not be where you want to be in terms of like wearing whatever size bikini you want to wear or looking however you want to look in that bikini, which no doubt you're going to get there. But that doesn't mean that it's any less worth celebrating, you know, when you do get there. So I hope you do get to Mexico, and I hope that you rock that, you know, that bathing suit, and I hope that you bikini, and I hope you flaunt it everywhere on the beach and feel confident and comfortable in your skin, even though you may not be where you want to be, right? It's all about meeting yourself where you're at. And that's the thing. That's where self-love comes in. Self-love is like love yourself whatever size. You shouldn't wait. You should love yourself no matter what you weigh, this weight or that weight or whatever. It's meeting yourself where you're at, loving yourself, embracing yourself, you know, for who you are right now, you know, rather than waiting on a certain thing. Seeing two increases in the scale in a row. So you didn't tell me why. I want to know. Why is that? So don't forget that your weight being up can be a sign that your weight is dropping down. And sometimes the pressure, I'm not saying this is you, the pressure of the last 4 weeks of the program, because we're rolling into week 9 next week, people kind of forget the basics. They kind of like dig deeper in a way that they try to control it, and they forget the basics. And it's always going to be like that for some people. Your weight will always go up before it drops. And then there are so many reasons why your weight can be up and in combination that have nothing to do with weight gain. And to the point, like I was saying to, who was it that had the popcorn? I can't remember, whoever had the popcorn and their weight was the same, you know, your weight can be down and up at the same time, right? Like if your weight should be up and it's the same, chances are it's down. So that's where we got to figure that out. And having the popcorn and the brownie still isn't going to stop you from your body, you know, releasing that fat, right? So don't, what you want to do when you're feeling defeated is make sure that you're still doing all the things that you need to do. All the things that you need to do. Because you can feel defeated even though the scale is up, even though you know the scale can be up before it goes down. So don't discount your feelings, because your feelings, you're going to work through those. And that's just a matter of trust and faith and, you know, kind of understanding how the scale works and wrap your head around it. That's like deep belief system that you're not going to get there. And even if you do, you're going to gain it back. And it's not working for you. And you only got 4 weeks. And how are you going to get this done? It's taking forever. It's taking a lot longer than you think. And oh my God. You know what I mean? So you're still allowed to feel the feels. Like that's the thing. Feel those feels, but also show up and do the things that you need to do. Let me roll down here. Sickness protocol doesn't seem to stop lately, but getting back at maximizing seemed hard when I was not feeling 100% yet, but lost weight the whole time. Yeah, that's the thing, Jennifer, right? Sickness protocol worked for you. You've because of all of the hard work you put into this process, especially when you're sick. Think about it. Your body doesn't want to lug around a bunch of fat that doesn't serve a purpose. It actually is quite unhealthy for you. Again, I never dwell on that, but go back to our very first Science Saturday post. It talks about all the detrimental things that can happen when your body's storing excess fat. It's just not healthy for you. It's just not. That doesn't mean you can't be a healthy person with excess fat, but carrying excess fat is just, it's not healthy for you. So your body wants it gone, especially when you're sick. The amount that it needs to sustain you when you're sick is not the amount that, you know, you're lugging around that no longer serves a purpose, you know? So absolutely can be used to your advantage. And I know it just seems like it's been one sickness after the other, after the other, after the other, for sure. Hi, Kathy. I entered Wonderland today. Congratulations. My birthday was on the weekend. I indulged for 3 days and was afraid I effed it all up. Got back on track Tuesday and it steadily dropped. And today, a new low. See you 200s. Okay, there you go. I love when our conversations just flow. I don't pick and choose what things I'm going to read. I literally scroll up, I think whatever, and I hit certain things. As you guys know, if you've been with me for a while, some of them like, oh, set me off, and some of them like, whatever. I read them all. I love that. That's a perfect example. I entered Wonderland today. Congratulations. My birthday was on the weekend. I indulged for 3 days and was afraid I effed it all up. Got back on track Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today's Friday. It steadily dropped, and today a new low. This is why. Feel the feelings. You feel defeated, whatever, but keep doing the things, keep showing up, because although you may be feeling it, your body is wanting to get rid of it. You see that, right? This is what I mean by your body's on the side, your side. It wants the fat gone. This is truly at the point where if you keep showing up, honestly, things are just aligning whether you like it or not. A little effort goes a long way. Your body wants this fat gone. You know, you fucked it up now because your body wants you to get rid of all this fat. All you gotta do is keep showing up. And this is why you really have to do a number on yourselves, like to really not capitalize on that, you know? And this is when once you're done losing the weight and your body's adjusted everything, like, you know, even the size of your heart along the way, because you're giving it time and all those frustrating plateaus, you know, it's gonna be so much harder. You'd actually have to try to gain weight at the end. Your weight will continue to fluctuate the rest of your life, but to actually gain weight back, so it's gonna be so much harder. You'd have to actually try to, at this point, you'd have to try to fuck it up, like really try harder than that. You'd have to try harder than a 3-day birthday, whatever. You know what I mean? And that's what getting back at it does. This is why you just keep moving forward, because at this point, honestly, just keep showing up. Hi, Liz. Getting very close to my finally and forever. I'll be finishing this session and then maintenance. I'll be happy at my weight. Well, at what my weight will be at the end of the session. I love this so much. So we are going to make sure you are set up for success. And I mean, as much as we do, it's always sad when we see people go. Especially me. I get used to seeing you certain names and faces. There are 26,000 people in the group, but it's such a small percentage of you who are vocal and show up and ask the questions and you share and you support and you're just everything. You really make up our whole community. And even the people who don't say a word really benefit. In fact, you're going to hear a lot from people who've never said a word pop in and thank you. Thank all of you for your participation. And really, everyone is learning from all of the shares that you're doing. So it's always really sad when we see people like move on, but that's the whole point. This is why we don't do subscription services. This is why we don't have lifetime fucking memberships. You don't need a lifetime membership to lose your weight. You want to lose it in the healthiest ways, in ways that you're not going to gain it back, physically, mentally, move on and live the rest of your life. And we hope to never fucking see you again. Do you know what I mean? And then some people are back because life gets in the way. And you know, sometimes they don't prioritize themselves. And this is definitely no magic pill. But we have you set up for success. At the end of the program, we tell you everything that you need to know about maintenance. And then we also have a maintenance group. Now, it's not the same as this group. And we're going to talk about the maintenance group for those of you who are interested. It's one group. It's ongoing. There is a fee to get in, $75. And that's it. And then you have access to the whole team there to answer any questions that you have along the way while you're working on solidifying your weight and your maintenance journey. We also have fun. We do giveaways. We do talks. We do stuff. We do life stuff. You know, we're there if you need us. And if you don't need us, you don't have to sign up for it or nothing. We're going to tell you everything that you need about maintenance before you're done with this program, this process. But it's really cool, the conversations that we're having over in maintenance. It's such a totally different vibe from like losing your weight is one thing. And then really, it's really about trusting that you're going to be able to move forward in your life, trusting that you've done this the right way. Like so many people have like real issues with like that belief system because they've lost it so many times and gained it all back so many times. They're very fearful it's going to happen again. So a lot of that conversation is just learning to trust, having the things, getting back on track, you know, which is a technique we're going to introduce for week 10, which is super cool. Timely because of the holidays. So we have a technique called Back on Track, which refers to the original food plan, which we're going to be phasing you off as we move forward starting next week. And because that's so ingrained, and there was a rhyme and a reason for it, if you remember the whole food plan video. So whenever you indulge, you just kind of, you know, I hate saying clean it up. Clean it up isn't the word. Optimize your efforts to help your body recover. Because no matter what you indulge in, it always did and always will make you feel like crap. You know, and you eat salty food, it always did and always will have your weight up. You go away and you indulge, you eat your face off on vacation, and you eat, you drink, whatever. You come back, you're going to feel schlumpy, your weight's going to be up. But we have a technique called Back on Track to help you get over that schlumpiness as quickly as possible and get back to feeling really good. Because we choose to eat foods and drink foods, consume things that make us not feel great. Just because the body, we can eat them, doesn't mean we should be eating them. So they always will, always did have this effect, which obviously you're attuned to now. It doesn't mean that we don't eat them, but it does, definitely means that we have a technique to help your body get over them and get back to feeling good as quickly as possible. So we're going to roll that out next week. The View All, hi Heather, the View All weight data, part of insights, part of the app is such a good antidote to my distorted mind. Today, yes. So if you're not used, first of all, if you're not using our app, there's still time. You can fast forward. The app has an app, like you're supposed to do 91 days of the program. But if you've been showing up and doing all 61 days of the program or 41, wherever you're at in the program, you can actually fast track the app to the date that you're starting today. So whatever date that you're on, you can fast track the app and you can start using it. It's so cool. You don't have to count, weigh, measure. It guides you through the food plan. So it changes as we change week to week. There's a place to click that you're splitting up your meals and snacks, for example, these next few days. But you can track everything. You can track your weight day to day and see those fluctuations, which is cool. You can track your sleep. You can track your mood. You can track your movement. You can track your fluids. And then it gives you graphs for all of those. So you can very clearly see when your water is in line and your sleep is in line, your movement is in line, you're doing all the things, guess what's happening? Do you know what I mean? So it's really, really, really cool. And you'll notice a lot of people, if you follow me on socials, are sharing their weight graphs. We've even shared a couple. No one has a straight fucking line down. No one. Nobody's got a straight line down. Nobody's got a straight line down. They're up, the thing, they're all over the place. You know, and sometimes they're like down and then they're back up and they stay up and then they're down, 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 and then back up. Like that's just life. You can see, you can basically see where life is smacking you in the face along the way. Back to you, Heather. The view I'll wait data part of the insights part of the app is such a good antidote to my distorted mind. Today I was so relieved to be down for the second day and anxious that I'd go up again. Check the data on my app to find that today is the fifth day I've gone down. Be still my anxious mind. Learn to see reality. Yes. It's that belief system that is really making things cloudy, because even when we know it and we see it, we refuse to believe it, which is really, and I get it, because it's trauma. Listen, when they talk about the diet industry, that's trauma. When they talk about how horrible it is, it's rightfully so. And just the number of the myths and mistruth and the lies and the promising the world and the making it feel like it's your fault if you're not successful, it's just all fucked up. And it really all plays with us. It plays with your body physically, or how many diets have you done and how much less can you eat? How much more can you exercise? You still couldn't lose weight. Do you know what I mean? Starving, depriving yourself all day. So disconnected. Oh my goodness. And then just the mental torture of it. Like people, you do a diet and the diet works. It's amazing. You gain it all back. It's your fault. Like that is really messed up. You do that a few times, it's going to mess with your head. So the diet industry has really come to mess with our head and mess with our belief system. That's what I was just talking about. It's one thing for people to lose it. And some people sabotage themselves in the beginning. They don't even make it past the first few weeks because their fear of failure, fear of success. What a fear of failure, just like they just take themselves out. And then as you get towards the end, sometimes people start to see that finish line. Then they start sabotage themselves, fear of success. Oh my God, what if I get there? And then once you've done it, the fear of maintenance, right? Like when we're losing, we tend to fester in our funk along the way. When we're maintaining, we fester in our fear of gaining it back, which is a real thing. People are like really working through, and it's only through testing and realizing that the scale is going to fluctuate. You're going to be fine. You're not going to gain it all back, but only time and only showing up and only kind of learning to trust yourself again, right? That's why that third stage is like testing the waters, learning to trust yourself and all the hard work that you've done. But that you know, that learning to see reality thing is it's so, so real. And it doesn't help that once you've lost the weight too, it takes a while for your brain to catch up where your body's at. It's like your brain also doesn't see it, because believe it or not, some people are losing weight really quickly around here. I know in your mind it's taken forever, but the amount of weight that some of you are, and some people it is taken forever, and I bless them for keep showing up, and make sure you show up because you will not be disappointed. You got to walk through that fire to get to the other side. You will get there. But some people, man, are really racking up those numbers, and that's a lot of weight. Like the whole program is meant to lose it in a healthy way. It's also meant to be very focused and to help people lose as much as possible in the healthiest way possible. Some people are losing quite a bit, and it can take your brain time to actually catch up on where your body's at with the weight that you've lost, which is actually a real thing. I gotta go. Oh my goodness, I have to go. Scale move this morning. My first group had started moving around week 5, so a little slow this session with me sabotaging myself, but I think I've got the right mindset back. Yeah, that's life, right, Sue? That's life. It's in a different seasons of your life and different seasons of the year and different things that you're dealing with in your life make it easier sometimes in others. And, you know, things that you're working through and where you're at and all that, you just keep showing, you keep working towards it. One thing that is not going to get you there is if you stop putting that one foot in front of the other. That's it. You just got to keep going. You got to keep going. Any goal that you have in life, it's like anything. All of a sudden, you're just like, wow, I accomplished that. How did that happen? Then you look back, you're like, that was so fast. I love our conversations as always, everyone. I'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Another couple of days of feeding the metabolism. Then we're going to completely switch it up. We're going to love weeks 9 and week 10. It's super cool. We have a lot of time left to lose a lot of weight. This is where your hard work is behind you. Not that it's still not a lot of work, but this is where everything is really adding up and working for you. This is exactly where you want to be in the program process. If you're back and you haven't been following us for a while, please reach out for help. We're here to help you. We're not going to break you where you've been. We're just happy that you're here. And back. So please reach out. Please don't stop reaching out. Please don't stop setting your intentions and your end of day reflections. Please don't stop asking the questions. Please don't stop engaging in our lives. Keep it going. You want to finish this process stronger than when you started, and that's the goal around here. Have an amazing day, everyone, and I'll check in later. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.